Computer pioneer Ken Olson has died. The co-founder of Digital Equipment Corporation passed away on Sunday while in hospice care in Indianapolis. Until recently, the 84-year-old had lived in Lincoln, Massachusetts. At its peak, DEC, or Digital, based in Maynard, was the second largest computer company in the world. Here's Olson talking about the early days of computers, which he said started with one developed at MIT.
It was a big one. The racks were 26 inches wide and 11 feet high. And one of the things I learned from that was that a computer always should be higher than a man. It never seems worth the money unless it's high. When we started Digital, there were a few things we wanted to introduce to the world. And one of them was interactive computing.
WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch is in the studio this morning to talk about the life and legacy of Ken Olson. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Bob.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates called Ken Olson one of the true pioneers of computing. Tell us about Olson's role in the industry.
Well, if you know names like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, but you don't know other names in computing, that's maybe because you're a little bit young. I mean, the fact is we wouldn't have Microsoft and Apple and those companies and personal computers the way we have today if it weren't for Ken Olson and DEC. When Ken started out, computers were almost like glass houses where people weren't allowed to fool around, and he basically made smaller, cheaper computers that let more people start doing things. He made computers, as he just said, interactive. And so it was DEC's customers who really developed applications and new uses for computing and took computers to the next level.
Tell us how significant DEC, Digital Equipment Corporation, was at its height in the 80s. How influential was it?
Big company, more than 140,000 employees at one point. Of course, based out of this mill in Maynard, and it anchored this key Route 128 computer corridor with Wang and other companies.
But not just 128. If you drove out Route 2 in the 80s, DEC was everywhere in building after building after building, thousands of employees lifting the economy right in the corridor out Route 2 as well.
It was the billboard for the Massachusetts miracle. And the other thing is people loved working there. You know how you hear of Google today and people can bring their dogs and engineers are supposed to work on other things in their free time? Well, DEC was sort of that company. It had this decentralized management structure, very unorthodox, and I think Ken Olson and his personality was a big part of that.
Let me ask you this question. There's a quotation that's often attributed to Ken Olson. In 1977, he's quoted as saying, "There's no reason for any individual to have a computer in his home." Sounds like kind of an odd thing for the co-founder and the president of a big computer company to say.
It's often cited by people who want to make the point that DEC missed the boat when it came to the personal computer revolution. But the truth is that DEC was moving in that direction and had gotten the rest of the industry to move there in the first place. What really happened was DEC got sort of on the wrong side of a proprietary battle. They had the software. Other people started using something else. It's kind of like after the Civil War, every railroad had different size gauges, but it makes sense to use one, and DEC was on the wrong side of a strategic decision.
And then it could never catch up.
Right, right. And eventually it was bought by Compaq in 1998, sort of a sad end to a company that was dominant in Massachusetts for decades.
So how is Ken Olson being remembered right now?
Well, he is loved by all those computer folks who cut their teeth playing around on his machines, quite an outpouring online. And of course, DEC has these really vibrant alumni associations in Redmond, Washington, and Silicon Valley, and all the places that the DEC diaspora ended up. People are talking about his beautiful machines. From Bob Metcalf, who we profiled last month, he tweeted that founder Ken Olson has passed on, his hero, or JRST4,77777 on his beautiful PDP-610.
Which means?
I presume that is a shutdown code for that computer.
Oh. Ken Olson, computer pioneer, dead at the age of 84, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch, thank you very much for coming in.
Of course.